Chapo, Chapo. It's your Chapo for this week. Chapo is here, and we're here because it's a special day. We decided to give you something special, a Christmas treat for you under your tree. And if you don't celebrate Christmas, well, then no presents for you because we don't care about you. But we're going to give you something special. Today on the show, finally, we're going to let Felix do a whole episode about Syria.
All right, so everyone's familiar with the story of Christmas, but imagine if it wasn't a carpenter, it was a fucking optometrist. I mean, the moneylenders are here.
Wait, guys,
the moneylenders are fucking here, but they're putting tanks there as well.
Felix, I was actually wondering if we could do something else today, something a little more in keeping with the season.
Well, who defends more Christians in Syria than I?
Wait a second. Okay, so Chris, you know, new guy, new producer,
new fish,
pretty bold. You're gonna just steer the direction of our Christmas show now.
Well, I wouldn't presume to even suggest a thing, but I just thought this will go up on Christmas Day, and I thought we might do something a little more elaborate and a tale of seasonal mirth to brighten our spirits in this time of like really deep miserly greed and revisit the true meaning of the holidays.
Peace on earth and goodwill towards all men?
No, it's gaming.
Go on.
Well, I mean, what do you have in mind?
There's actually a Syrian professional gaming game. So
I mean, like I said, feel free to pitch us, but it better be good, and we better get something out of this because Brendan would never pull any of this shit.
Well, it's funny you bring him up because the thing is, you see, ladies and gentlemen, for your listening pleasure, Radio Chapo is pleased to present A Christman Carol.
Brendan was dead, to begin with. There is no doubt whatsoever about that. The register of his ownage was signed by the clergyman, the clerk, the undertaker, and the chief mourner. Matt signed it. And Matt's name was considered good for any piece of business or roasting he chose to put his hand to. Brendan was fucking roasted, nude, mad, and dead from the shame of it all. Now, I don't know what it is particularly about being nude and mad. I would think that being mad wouldn't lead to being nude, but far be it from me to change the expression, or the country's done for. So, permit me to repeat once again, emphatically, that Brendan got so nude, mad, and red online that he died and was fucking dead. Matt knew he was dead. Of course he did. How could it be otherwise? Matt and he had been podcasting partners for I don't know how many years. Matt was the sole executor, his sole administrator, his sole friend, and the only man who mourned him. If Matt can be said to have mourned at all. And the mention of Brendan's funeral brings me back to the point I started from. There is no doubt that Brendan was dead. This must be distinctly understood, or nothing wonderful can come of the story I am going to relate. Matt never painted out old Brendan's name. There it stood, years afterward, above the racism factory door. Matt and Brendan. The firm was known as Chapo and Associates. It was bitterly cold, and the fog was thick as cum on that Christmas Eve of 2017, when Matt sat busy in his racism factory, with his clerk Virgil nearby trying to warm himself at an iPhone. But since he didn't have much of an imagination, he failed. That is, until Matt's friend Felix arrived.
Merry Gamesmas and a solemn Ashura, Matt.
What?
I said Merry Gamesmas. Game save you.
You're gaming on Christmas? Bah, humbug.
Yeah, y'all thought I was gaming on my Christmas? Faux.
Why are you talking like that?
I don't know. I'm trying something different, trying something urban. It's fine. I don't have to do that. What I'm trying to say is there are no hard feelings between us. Since I left the factory to become a famous pro gamer in Hezbollah's keyboard fedayeen wing. In fact, I'm inviting you to my Christmas LAN party, Gamesmas.
Away with Gamesmas! What's gaming to you but a time for paying bills without money? A time for finding yourself a year older and not an hour richer? If I could work my will, every idiot who goes about with Merry Gamesmas on his lips should be boiled in his own Mountain Dew game of fuel and buried with a joystick through his heart. He should.
Well, there are many things from which I have benefited. Even if they don't show a profit, I dare say. Things like friendship, hand-eye coordination, and new racial slurs I learned on international servers. Gaming is not a tie that binds, but a chain that links together all the children of the world who do not want to go into the dining room on Christmas and hear their wretched aunts ask if we have girlfriends yet, for we are wretched alone. But together we can cap points A and B before getting anti-vehicle pickups and totally ass-fuck the other team's vehicle spawns into choke points. What have I profited? GG is at the end of the match. Shall I win? And fuck you, shotgun pussy, if I lose.
Hear, hear!
Another sound out of you, and you'll keep your games missed by losing your position!
Come game with us, Matt. Also, at this festive season of the year, it's usually desirable that we make some slight provision for the poor and needy. That's why I'm raising bitcoins on Twitch to buy PS Vitas for homeless Korean children who were orphaned by fan death.
PS Vitas for the orphans? Are there no workhouses? No prisons?
Many gamers can't go there. The Wi-Fi is abominable and the pings are too high. And they'd rather die than leave their targets that much, even if they're playing with Hitscan.
Oh, well, if they'd rather die, perhaps they should go ahead and do it and decrease the surplus gamer population.
I am sorry to find you so resolute. We've never had a quarrel, you and I, except for when my new work friend took your dog hostage. But I came all the way to give you greetings of the season, and I'll keep my Christmas humor to the last. So, Merry Gamesmas, Matt.
Good afternoon.
And a happy Rabbi Achani.
Good afternoon.
Blessed are the martyrs.
Ah! Get away from here, you! I didn't ask to be bothered with that noise. Ah, yes, my employee Virgil. You'll want all day off tomorrow to game, I suppose.
If it's quite convenient, sir. William, he's very sickly. He needs the game.
But it's not convenient! And it's not fair! If I were to hold back half a roll of toilet paper for it and 5 minutes of bathroom time, you'd think you were being abused, no doubt. And yet you don't think me ill-used when I pay a day's wage for no posts!
It's only once a year, sir. And besides, William and I have a dungeon raid in World of Warcraft plan right after I check my dear wife's email inbox for any unauthorized communications.
Huh! A dungeon raid, where you hope to loot some insubstantial gigaw from a virtual lich. A poor excuse for picking a man's pockets every 25th of December. But I suppose you must have it. Be here all the earlier next morning.
Oh, yes, sir. I shall. I certainly shall.
Father.
Hello, my dear fail son. Let's go by the Dave and Buster's and watch the children play. Someday you'll be there, too, playing with them.
Papa, I can feel my weak bones and thumbs getting stronger every day, Papa.
And do you remember what tomorrow is?
It's Gamesmas Day!
And I'm to have the whole day off to game with you tomorrow.
Hooray!
Oh, Matt was a tight-fisted hand at the grindstone, he was. A squeezing, wrenching, grasping, scraping, snacking, clutching, covetous, poop-touching old poster. Secret, self-contained, and solitary as an oyster. He carried his own low temperature with him everywhere he went. He iced his office in the dog days, and it didn't thaw 1 degree at Christmas. Matt always took his melancholy microwave meal for one, and this night was no different. He read all the wonk blogs. His only amusement in life a solitary Borowitz quip, or a New York Times op-ed by Frank Bruni. He lived in chambers which had once belonged to his deceased life partner, Brendan. They were a gloomy suite of rooms. It was old and dreary, for nobody lived in it but Matt, the other rooms being all let out as offices. The fog and frost so hung about the black old gateway of the house that it seemed as if the genius of weather sat in mournful meditation on the threshold. Upon arriving in his chambers, Matt took off his Crocs and outdoor t-shirt and put on his house Crocs and indoor t-shirt along with his nightcap before he sat down before a fire to take his gruel. For he had a cold in his head. It was a very low fire indeed. Nothing on such a bitter night. He was obliged to sit close to it and brood over it before he could extract the least sensation of warmth from the handful of fuel.
Matt! Matt! Hey, it's me, Brendan. I'm a ghost now.
Humbug! I won't believe it.
No, yeah, believe it, pal. It's happening.
Why do you doubt your senses?
Because a little thing affects them. A slight disorder of the stomach makes them cheat. You might be an undigested bit of beef, a blot of mustard, a rotten soylent batch. Which, by the way, is not the fault of the company, but the consumers themselves for not reading and following instructions properly. There's more of gravy than of the grave about you, whatever you are.
Oh, yes, a classic own. You were always so good at those.
But you, too, are a good man of business, Brendan.
Business? Humankind was my business. The common welfare was my business. Yes, gaming was my business. It is required of every man that his spirit should walk among his fellow men and travel far and wide in the virtual realms of Second Life. And if that spirit does not go forth in Second Life, it is condemned to do so after cyber death. And witness what it cannot screen share, but might have screen shared, and turned to happiness. Oh, woe is me! Oh man, this sucks!
You are fettered! Tell me why!
I wear this chain that I forged in life. Each large and unwieldy Xbox controller that fetters me represents a game I secretly wanted to play, but did not, because I was too consumed with business success win mindset genius. Every time I was at the bank, I secretly wished to be at the club. The PlayStation Network Club. This pale visage, these chains I wear, this will be you, dude! This is what you will look like!
Brendan, please, speak comfort to me!
I am here to warn you that you have yet a chance of escaping my fate. A chance I have procured for you, Matt. You will be visited by three spirits. Expect the first when the bell tolls one, the second when the bell tolls two, and the third a little after 3:15, if traffic isn't too bad.
You were always such a good friend, Brendan. Thank you.
Yeah, don't mention it. There's really nothing in it for me. I'm just going to be tortured for all eternity. Don't worry about me, though. That's fine. Actually, I am working on a little screenplay. Oh, you've already gone to sleep. Okay. Well, bye everyone.
And so, Matt lay in his bed and thought and thought and thought it over, and could make nothing of it. The more he thought, the more perplexed he was. And the more he endeavored not to think, the more he thought. Brendan's spirit trolled him exceedingly. Every time he resolved within himself that it was all a dream, his mind flew back again, like a strong spring released to its first position, and presented the same problem to be worked all through again.
Oh, hiya, Matt.
Oh, are you the spirit who's coming I was told about?
Oh, I sure am.
My God. What is this apparition? It appears in the form of a gigantic, pallid white spheroid, a face of anguish fixed upon its surface.
I'm the Christmas Crank, and I'm here to take you to a vision of your past so I can identify the root of your anti-Christmas, anti-gaming tendencies. That's basic psychoanalysis. So put your hands on my ball and let's go. Not there! That's my cloaca! Christmas Crank away! Down there, Matt! Do you know this place?
Know it? Why, that's 30 Rock! This is where I intern! Right there on the 12th floor, the MSNBC studio!
Well, that's where we're going! Hang on! Ooh.
Look! It's my old boss! Bless his heart!
Yo-ho! Matt! Dick! No more work tonight, my boys. It's Christmas Eve. You're in Hartfall.
And there's young me.
But Mr. Matthews, I'm working on this scoop about Plamegate prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald's top five summer looks.
George Bush, second term. Nobody saw it coming, but the guy from the family from Kennebunkport, the candidate from Texas, really have taken, they've taken the country on an incredible ballroom dancing routine. As Tip O'Neill once said, life is too short for all work and no play. I say it's time for a party. Hello, Dick. Cheer up, Trump. You're playing Nintendo in the fuck room. You don't have to get fucked, but you gotta play Nintendo.
You won't catch me, Dick. Have a banana peel.
There I was. Gaming.
It's such a small thing to make these silly people feel so much gratitude, joy.
Small thing?
Is it not? After all, what did he do, this Chris Matthews, other than spending a few dollars on a party and being America's hardest-hitting newsman who forces his guests to drop the spin and get ready to talk hardball? Does he deserve such praise as this?
It isn't that, Crank. Why, Mr. Matthews has the power to make us happy or unhappy. He can make our work pleasant or miserable. He can take down the Shrub Gang by exposing their planted journalist to Jeff Gannon. A thousand such little things add up, you know, until the happiness he gives is as great as if it cost a fortune.
What the? Blazes, who threw that blue shell?
See, the Quinnipiac pole didn't have the turtle shells coming up on top.
Do you know that young woman?
Why, that's Meghan McCain, my former fiancé.
Why did you throw that shell, woman?
Like, it matters little, but another idol has displaced me, and I think if you had been paying attention during 2016, you would have known that. And if it can cheer and comfort you in time to come, as I would have tried to do, you have no just cause to grieve.
What idol?
A gaming one.
Females are ruining video games with their inappropriate play styles. They only seek out to take shortcuts and interfere with winning male gamers. They're not interested in the real contest of skills that's gaming. Because men are biologically driven to propagate the species, female pheromones interfere with the male brain, putting them at a competitive disadvantage. All females need to do is flash their hot pussies, and horny real gamers give up their controllers. Mr. Matthews, I am through with gaming and Christmas and you. Megan, you tart, you fake gamer girl. Humbug.
Okay, humbug. I'm getting a humbug. You know what? That's a pretty bad performance. You're going to come on like that. I haven't seen a performance that bad since Walter Mondale, 1984, just refused to compete with it, Bates. That's a performance that's not even coming of Gary Hart. We all know that.
After this mighty struggle, if that can be called a struggle, Matt was conscious of being exhausted and overcome by an irresistible drowsiness, colic, gout, Irishman's palsy, Dutch elm penis, and further, of being in his own bedroom once again. He barely had time to reel to bed before he sank into a heavy sleep.
Better man, I am the spirit of Christmas present. You have never seen the likes of me before, eh? Someone who doesn't buy their jeans at local Midwestern grocery store chains.
Why do you laugh at me, spirit? I'm not owned. Say, you look and sound familiar, like someone I used to know. Like the goat sea song, if that's named name.
Yeah, I'm Amber. This is my new side thing. Take hold of my robe and try not to get ham grease on it.
Where, pray tell, are we going?
You will see.
Is there a peculiar flavor to what you sprinkle in your pipe?
There is indeed. I am smoking that lound.
But why are you giving it out to everyone?
To any kindly giving, but to the gamers most of all.
But why gamers?
Because chiefing lounge and playing video games is innocent enjoyment that we all need. Just look at this poor family of gamers.
What's in this hovel? This pitiable gaming area? It reeks of electronic cigarettes vapor. Ye gods, the television is placed directly upon the floor.
You don't even know where your own employee lives. This is Virgil and his fail son, We Will.
Son, the tendies are almost ready. Be a dear and grab us a handful of takeout sauce packets from the hutch.
Papa, did you get the Szechuan sauce?
No, I waited for hours. And Mr. Crispin docked my pay for it, even after I explained to him it's from a TV show that's very intelligent for smart people who can understand the science-related jokes. But he said it just sounded like another gamer's humbug. Hey, don't despair, Will. We have all the duck sauce and Hunt's ketchup you can eat.
Wow, this is truly a feast.
That's the Gamesmas dinner? 6 scrawny tendies? That's no meal for such a sickly child. Just look at his underdeveloped thumbs, his wrists decayed from carpal tunnel syndrome, and pathetic lack of hand-eye coordination.
Ow, I put the tendy in my eye again.
Can they not afford better?
I wonder why.
Oh, tell me, Spirit, will the boy live?
I see a vacant seat at the table, and a gaming headset without an owner, carefully preserved. The boy will get worse without an ergonomic gaming chair. If these shadows remain unaltered by the future, the young gamer will perish.
No, that cannot be! Say he will be spared!
If these shadows remain unaltered by the future, none other of my race will find him here. But what difference does it make? If he is likely to die, then let him die, and decrease the surplus gamer population.
Ah, you use my words against me! Drat, owned by my own logic!
Papa, will we begin the raid soon? I so look forward to clearing out Blackrock Spire.
After dinner, first, we must pray to the Heavenly Father. Thank you for watching over us, for putting light into our miserable lives, for teaching us and raising us and healing us with all that you create. Thank you, Hideo Kojima.
And thank you, Mr. Christman, for making this Gamesmas feast possible.
To Mr. Christman!
Spirit! What is that small box beneath the gaming tree?
That's a single loot crate for We Will. It contains no legendaries, just a couple common skins. On the meager salary you pay Virgil, he can afford no better. Let us away to your former colleague Felix's apartment. He is having a LAN party.
Well, Rob and Stefan, I'm really glad you guys could make it to my holiday LAN party. You know, I just want to clear the holiday air, clear the Yule air before we get started. And, of course, I have Operation Flashpoint Yugoslav War mod. But I do want to talk about my business partner, Matt.
Of course.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah, I mean, we're really happy to be here. We took the night off from streaming, from hawking GamerCom. So this is kind of a nice refreshing change, and we really do appreciate it.
Speaking of GamerCom, you know who thinks he's too good to drink out of that mug?
Your good friend Matt.
One Matt Christman.
Yeah, what? It's like, oh, I don't want people to think that I'm swilling a cup of semi-clear gamer piss so diluted by SSRIs that if I take one sip of it, I'll go on a suicidal ideation spree on a bridge and have to be talked down by T.I.
Oh, such tasteless banter.
Does he seriously not know that gamer cum is the purest cum of all?
But balderdash.
Exactly. But no, oh, he's too good for that. He has to drink his favorite IPAs, you know, shit called like, you know, Fat Uncle's Racist Tirade IPA.
Hoptimus Prime.
Yeah, Hoptimus Prime. Farrar's Lament.
Well, that's not fair at all.
You know, he likes those movies that are called, like, you know, a goodbye at a distance.
Poppycock!
Where it's about a train conductor in Japan who finds out he's bisexual but never acts on it, and it's 7 hours long.
Snufflepuss!
That's what he likes instead of gaming.
Or Tomorrow's Hello.
He loves movies called Tomorrow's Hello that are about IRA sympathetic nurses' assistants that are also 9 hours long.
The audacity of Matt Christman to keep the name of my Lord and Savior in his last name.
I heard he thinks Master Chief is a robot.
He does think that, yeah. Which is actually kind of bigoted.
What a loser, man. I hope his ghost is listening to us right now.
No, dude, let's not go that far. I would hate it if his ghost heard us right now, heard us talking about, honestly, what a piece of shit he is.
God. I hope some specter is taking him through this horrifying odyssey of what his life could have been.
I'm not mad at all. In fact, I am laughing.
He's standing next to me, and there's barbecue sauce on his face, and he's dressed like a baby.
Amber! Forgive me if I am not justified in what I ask, but I see something strange and not belonging to yourself protruding from your robe. Something grasping and retching and meowing. Is it a foot or a claw?
Oh, those are my cats. See, like, they both have kidney failure, but one of them is more advanced than the other. And so when I put the one on the other's medicated food, it gets diarrhea. But if I use the original food on the other one, like, it throws up. So you have to, like, choose between, like, the diarrhea or the vomit.
Have they no refuge or resource or anyone who knows how to clean their litter box?
Are there no prisons? Are there no workhouses? Why won't you die?
I take it I'm in the presence of the ghost of Christmas yet to come?
No, you contemptuous blunderer. You are in the presence of I, Sebastian Gorka. We are in the future, you see. If you don't change your wicked ways, I will provide you altogether even harsher and wickeder ways. Behold, my tablet.
My God, look at the posts that have been put onto the internet. Oh my God, have they no sense of decorum or decency? Roasting a dead man like a common fam?
As I tried to warn you, the left has no idea what's coming, you see.
My God, what? This person says, quote, he looked like present-day Philip Seymour Hoffman? That's just out of bounds.
A point, an upvote to the Redditor, if I do say so myself, Mr. Chapper. You look like a pajama boy who's gotten into the habit of soiling himself nearly every day.
They said his beard looked like dog pubes? That's not even a thing! Dogs don't have pubes!
Indeed they do, Mr. Chapper. I'm afraid that your light spectrum has not seen them. But I intend, in phase 3, to make sure that everyone is able to see dog puberty hair as fine and rough as a duck down.
Who would be so wicked as to tweet such callous things?
Mr. Chapo, you disappoint me. You ought to see a pattern now. Bald, disgusting. These are things that you've already known about the left, that you're finally seeing in print in front of you, because this is the future that you have asked for. Even your friends have betrayed you.
I was saving this one for this day. Sad, but, you know, when you got a great line, you got a great line. He was a big-ass hoe.
They buried him in his pug's stroller that they got for the pug because it has asthma. That is true.
Interior. Day. The law offices of Manfred and Masters. Michaela Moore, 27, hair as dark as a raven with the eyeliner to match, strides confidently into an elevator full of old white men in gray suits, her heels clacking against the parquet floor, a cherry red valise swinging against her hip. There is not a single strand of hair out of place, not a single wrinkle in her perfectly crisp maroon pantsuit. Continuous. Michaela exits the elevator and brushes past the mousy receptionist. Michaela marches into the office of founding partner Kevin Q. Masters, who is meeting with a group of smirking young male hotshot lawyers. Kevin, I am in the middle of a meeting. Am I expecting you? Michaela, no. And you weren't expecting this either. Michaela takes a thick lawsuit out of her valise and tosses it on Kevin's desk. Michaela, your client, President Donald Trump, is hereby served for violation of his oath of office. The rowdy young male lawyers gasp, their smiles melted away. Michaela turns on a heel and starts to leave the room. Kevin, served? By whom? Who is the plaintiff? Who do you represent? Michaela quickly turns around. Her lips curl into an ever so slight grin. She looks Kevin dead in the eye. Michaela, I represent the people of the United States of America. Smash cut to an American flag. The red bleeds out onto the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. The blood spells out the movie title, Advise and Dissent. Oh man, that's good. That's real good. Brendan, you've done it again.
Spirit, this is a fearful place. In leaving it, I shall not leave its lesson. Trust me, let us go.
Go? But you have barely seen anything, Mr. Chapo. Phase 3 is still in its infancy.
Then if there's any person in this town who feels emotion caused by this man's death, show that person to me, Spirit. I beseech you.
Very well, very well. I enjoy being beseeched. Behold.
Ah, Virgil's Gaming Den. Of course, such a kind-hearted man would express sympathy for the departed. But why is he alone? And why is he talking to that celestial pillow?
Well, honey, I don't know yet who will inherit my debts. It will be bad fortune indeed to find so merciless a creditor in his successor. Oh, I spoke with Felix today. He was very sympathetic, and he told me to prepare to serve the Mahdi. If that doesn't pan out, I was thinking about getting into Litecoins. It's basically Bitcoins, but cheaper, so I can buy them now and sell them in the future when they're worth a lot for some reason.
Gorka, he's playing Overwatch, but he keeps dying. Why is that so?
Because he doesn't have a healer, and because I am actively antagonizing him.
But why doesn't he just play a support character then?
Because that's lame. Leave it to the left. The hero of the left is Dork Boys to say, oh, play a support character. No, Mr. Chapo. The future belongs to the villain. Future belongs to those of us who feast on porgs and octopuses and milk aliens.
God damn it! Someone get that fucking turret!
What about We Will? Why isn't he gaming? Why is his controller propped up alone in the corner?
I would like to see you, Mr. Chapo, reach diamond on ranked mode from beyond the grave. Death has always been so amusing to me.
No! Spectre, something informs me that our parting moment is at hand. I know it, but I know not how. Tell me what man that was whom they were all roasting.
With pleasure, Mr. Chapo.
Ah, back in my home. But it's different. The furniture's not the same. And what's that walking stick propped up against the wall? And who is that miserable, grotesque man hunched at my desk blogging? His face a mask of anguish surrounded by hideous mutton chops.
Go to him. Go to the disgusting creature. Go to the disgusting lump of curdled milk. The shame of the Aryan race.
Before I draw nearer to that repulsive slug to which you point, answer me one question. Are these the shadows of the things that will be? Or are they the shadows of things that may be only?
If you had read Sun Tzu's classic Art War, Mr. Chapo, you would consider the question quite trivial indeed. For Art War provokes questions that are a matter of life and death, a matter of civilizations rising and falling, playing tricks upon each other. Now look closer, Mr. Chapo. Look at his sallow visage. You'll see that his trad-cath hero in flat-front khakis, pinning a Jeremiad for thefederalist.com, is none other than yourself. Welcome to the right wing!
It may be a small thing, a pebble in the vast beach of American culture, and certainly the snickering denizens of the godless eastern salons chuckle at the thought that such a thing could have meaning, but it is by the steady accumulation of pebbles that the mighty edifices of disenchantment, social atomization, and cultural death are built. And that is why, as extreme as it may seem to secular elite hipster bugmen, the creators of the Boss Baby franchise must be burned at the stake for heresy. No, Spirit! Oh, no! Assure me that I may yet change these shadows you have shown me by an altered life. I will honor gaming in my heart and try to keep it all year. I will live in the past, the present, and the future. The spirits of all three shall strive within me, even that awful screaming baseball. I will not shut out the lessons that they teach. Oh, tell me I may sponge away the writing on this stone.
Scrub and scrub and sponge, Mr. Chapo. I'm afraid it will be quite impossible to erase its bloody stain. There is no escaping your future at thefederalist.com.
Oh, no, this can't be. Come back, spirit, please. What? Where am I? What day is this? How long have I been with the spirits? But I'm alive! Alive! And I have a chance to make things right! I shall live in the past, the present, and the future. I will live in the virtual realms! You there, boy! What day is today?
Today? Why, it's Gamesmas Day, sir!
Do you know the game stop on the next street over, at the corner?
I should hope I did!
An intelligent boy! A remarkable boy! Do you know whether they've sold that prized PS4 that was hanging up there?
The one as big as me! Why, it's hanging there now!
Good, good! Go buy it! Go and buy it and tell them to bring it here with...
The one with the Battlefield 2 bundle! Oh, the slim Call of Duty Infinite War bundle with the camo skin. 500 gigs or 1 terabyte. Do you want the VR headset, sir?
Just go! I'll send it to Virgil's. He shan't know who sent it. It's twice the size if we will. Oh, and here it is. Hello, PS4. Hello. How are you? Merry Gamesmas!
Would you believe it if I told you that Matt went to Dave & Buster's that day? He did. And he walked about the streets and watched the people hurrying to and fro and patted children on the head as they passed and questioned beggars and looked down into the kitchens of houses and up to the windows and found that everything could yield him pleasure. He had never dreamed that any walk, that anything at all, could give him so much happiness. In the afternoon, he turned his steps towards his Felix's house.
Merry games, Mr. You, crust punks! And merry Gamesmas to you, conspiracy theory liberals. And merry Gamesmas to you, Reddit atheism nerds.
Actually, Christmas has its roots in tribal European winter solstice festivals. It does not celebrate the birth of the Son of God because God does not exist, since there is no evidence for his existence, QED. In fact, there is nothing remarkable about December 25th, and I will spend the day reading Christopher Hitchens' Vanity Fair articles about why females should not be allowed to write comic plays.
And merry Gamesmas to you, Sebastian Gorka.
Oh, Drax it all. My ethereal scheme to recruit Mr. Chapo to the masthead of the Federalist, already laden as it is with such unconquerable talent as Mark Hemingway and Mary Catherine Ham, has backfired! Ah, well, to the Velocicopter to plot my next move in this nine-dimensional game of Stratego. You may have won the first board, Mr. Chapo. There are 8 yet to come. Gorka, out!
Felix! Felix!
Hello, Pimp.
It is I, Matt. I have come to Gamesmas. Will you let me in, Felix? I am so excited to play the PUBG you are always going out about. And let's have a cup of Kratom and discuss the upcoming Overwatch League playoffs. The South Koreans look like the ones to beat, assuming hotshot young Reinhardt main Yook Sung Ho doesn't get a suspension for calling his teammate a Byung Shin.
I wrote that.
About that, toilet overflowed because I forgot to flush it, and the fucking idiots at the fire department, Polish of course, are giving me a load of bullshit about how they don't fucking work on Christmas.
Oh, such a shame. But no matter, I'll be here at the next LAN party. I'll be here with bells on.
All right, well, I'm going to go work on this clock I'm making with pressure cooker parts. Merry Christmas. Blessed are the martyrs.
Oh,
Papa.
Wee William.
Papa. I feel like I'm not going to make it.
No,
I
mean,
Papa, I feel like I may die unless an old man has an epiphany of some kind on this Christmas day.
Wee William, conserve your energy. You're not even level 13 yet.
But how could I get to be level 13?
You haven't even dual classed.
I'm so weak. They own me every time I play.
Oh, who could that possibly be?
Hell, Merry Gamesmas, everyone!
Mr. Chrisman, what brings you here?
I come with glad tidings and gifts for your family. Here, young William, and may you have the finest PS4 in all of London.
That's a special edition.
Mr. Chrisman, it's the Call of Duty special Kevin Spacey edition.
Yes, and all of the loot crates you could ever ask for, as well as Mercy skins from here to the eternity.
Even that one?
What? Papa, I feel ever so much better. I feel like a veil has been lifted from me now that I have healthcare provided by the beneficence of one man that you work for, your boss.
I told you we will. The system works. You saw it last month in Alabama. The system works.
Papa, this is the best Christmas ever.
Virgil, I also shall raise your salary so that you can afford the gaming chairs and ergonomic keyboards that young William needs to thrive in the competitive gaming scene.
Well, that's very magnanimous of you, Mr. Chrisman. But what caused your change of heart?
Well, I was visited by apparitions from my past, present, and future that have told me finally that I must open my heart to gaming if I wish to live a long and enriching life.
You didn't get the letter I wrote?
No,
I left it on your desk.
Yes, I totally read that.
No, okay.
Yeah,
that's what changed your mind.
Yeah, totally. It was really good.
The ghost thing was just something you made up just now.
Yeah, that was.
That sounds very odd.
I was kidding. Let us raise a glass to Gamesmas.
Hear, hear!
Games bless us, everyone.
Anyway, so I was thinking something like that, like, you know, a Christmas Carol parody. It'll be, like, fun, cute. The real heads will get all, like, the inside jokes. It'll be, like, you know, nice.
It's pretty inside baseball.
Yeah,
you know?
a little fart sniffy for my taste.
Pretty weird. I mean, what if we, hear me out, what if we did The Matrix? But with all the Federalist contributors.
Oh, everyone would get that.
That's a much better idea.
Okay, I'll delete all this.
Mark Hemingway would be Neo, right?
Mark and Molly are the twins.
Oh,
what?
No,
Molly's twins. Are you fucking crazy?
You're a fucking asshole.
Dude, Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. You got a sack full of toys for the good girls and boys. But if you're on a shish, but you won't get nothing but switches. Goes all around the world and it only takes one night. Say ho ho, happy birthday, Jesus Christ. He says ho ho, happy birthday, Jesus. Well, some people don't believe in him and I'll admit I've had my doubts. Until I found a pile of reindeer droppings on the roof of my house. Well, I swear I